Hello, hello, and welcome. This is your host Kerim, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. I am here with Bailey today, and
hello.
You are listening to our fill-in show, where we will be playing music mostly from my favorite Canadian artist for accompanying you on this beautiful Sunday evening.
Nice.
Welcome.
Sounds good to me.
Bailey, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm the programming executive here at the CITR. I'm a music student. Yeah, I work with Jasper, so I'm just here to sit in on your first fill-in. Is your first fill-in, right?
Yes, that's my first fill-in.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I remember when I did my first fill-in, Jasper was here and we had a good conversation. I think I told like a crazy bookstore story or something.
Okay. So. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
And I'm a relatively new member of CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is, as you said, my first fill-in show.
But you said you had an idea to do a show based on Eurovision.
Yes.
So cool.
I'm a big fan of Eurovision Song Contest. And I'm hoping to start my own show covering the contest.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, this is today. The main idea for my fill-in is to practice the studio equipment, get acquainted with how to broadcast live for me. So I, as I said, I'm a new member of CITR, and I just completed my training. So I will be practicing my skills, and I hope you'll enjoy the following hour that we will spend together.
Cool. Yeah. So you've got a song queued up, but actually, you should introduce what you study. Oh, I know you said
it's
separate because you spent 10 hours.
Fine. Thank you.
But I think it's interesting.
I think so too. Yeah, I'm a PhD student here at University of British Columbia, and I study experimental medicine. I'm a molecular biologist by training, and I'm working on prostate cancer biology here.
Crazy stuff.
Thank you. So, shall we start with one of my favorite singers and one of the most famous Canadian singers, Celine Dion. And I used to be obsessed with her music when I was a child. And the first album of hers that I got was Let's Talk About Love. And I'd like to open with the song that gave the name to the album.
Awesome. All right, Celine Dion.
Everywhere I go, all the places that I've been, every smile's a new horizon on a land I've never seen. There are people around the world, different faces, different names, but there's one true emotion that reminds me we're the same. Let's talk about love. From the laughter of a child to the tears of a grown man, there's a thread that runs right through us and helps us understand. As subtle as a breeze that finds a flicker to a melody to the very last refrain. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about trust. Let's talk about love.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you have just heard Celine Dion's Let's Talk About Love.
Yeah. So why did you choose this song?
Actually, when I was preparing the playlist for today, I wanted to... I selected Canadian singers for my first film, but okay. I also wanted to make it a journey from childhood to adult period. So when I was a child, I was actually obsessed with the movie Titanic. And the first album of Celine Dion that I got was the album that contained the theme song of the movie, My Heart Will Go On. So
every night in my dreams.
Exactly, that one. Yeah, you have a great voice.
Thank you.
And this was one of my favorite songs from that album. So I wanted to open up with that one.
Nice. It's a good song. Celine Dion.
Yeah.
I think I could probably play the Titanic theme on the recorder. Or like My Heart Will Go On on the recorder.
Oh, I'd love to hear
that. It sounds real bad.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. It's really difficult. It's a really difficult song to sound bad, I think.
Wouldn't that be crazy if I pulled out like a recorder? Like I just happened to have it.
Oh, it would be awesome. Do you have one?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So my next song is also from Celine Dion, but it will be a... It's a song that she sang together with Il Divo.
Who's that?
The group of tenors. I don't know if I say it correctly, but it's a group of... it's a quartet from different countries, and they mostly sing opera type of songs.
Wow, I'm excited for this
one. Yeah, and we will hear I Believe in You by Celine Dion and Il Divo.
All right. Nice. I'm looking forward to it if it's a quartet.
Yeah.
Opera quartet.
Sans regarder derrière, maintenant.
back, everyone, and you heard I Believe in You by Celine Dion and Il Divo. Now we will take a short break and we will continue with a playlist.
But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s all-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B, as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is a fill-in show by your host Kerim and Bailey, the programming executive. And you just heard I Believe in You by Celine Dion and Il Divo. Bailey, how did you like the song?
Wow, that was so beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites too.
Yeah, I don't know why. I should listen to Celine Dion more. I don't know why I don't really listen to Celine Dion very often.
You should also check out other music by Il Divo. I really like them. Yes, now we are moving on to my teenage years, and one of my favorites during my teenage years were Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
I had a huge crush on her when I was a teenager, and I have another song by her that is coming up next, and it is When You Are Gone.
Oh, I love this piece. I don't know if my mic was on. I love this piece as if it's like classical repertoire.
Too. I think this is my favorite song of hers, I think.
Okay. I also used to listen to this a lot. I can't say I had a childhood crush on her, but I was a huge Avril Lavigne fan. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just liked the skater fashion, the skater vibe. Yeah. She was married to Chad Kroeger, which was weird for a while. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't.
Do you ever listen to Nickelback?
I did. I did.
My mom was a huge Nickelback fan, so I was always forced to listen to Nickelback. And then when they got married, I was like, what?
Oh, I didn't know they got married.
Yeah, they were married. I think they got divorced.
Oh.
Anyways.
Okay, yeah. But, like, how I got to know Avril Lavigne was through Skater Boy, actually. The song Skater Boy. And in my high school English book, we had that song was the listening piece in our high school English course. So
really?
That's how I was introduced to Avril Lavigne.
Oh my gosh.
Can
for
you,
English
can you
class.
It? Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So, are you ready?
Educational.
To, yeah, are you ready to hear When You're Gone?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's hear it.
Needed time on my own. I never thought I'd
feel like years when I'm alone, and the bed where you lie is made up on your side. When you walk away, I count the steps that you.
Welcome back, everyone.
Wow, that was...
Yeah.
That brings me back.
We are trying so hard not to burst into tears in the CITR, and you are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
CITR, and you're listening to Emotional Bangers today. Yes. That's what we came up with.
Yes, that was Bailey's great idea. She defined the songs that we are going to play as Emotional Bangers, and that will be the name of our episode
today. Well, I just feel like we were saying, I feel like you don't get these emotional, like, songs in the club anymore. Mm-hmm. You kind of just get regular pop music that's sort of just like upbeat and happy. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you're gonna play some Bryan Adams, right? And it's like I saw a TikTok and it was like, imagine going through a breakup and like Y2K and this comes on the radio and it's Bryan Adams pouring out his heart. And I'm like, where are these emotional bangers on the radio?
Yeah.
We're just like, I don't know.
This is your healthy dose of emotional bangers.
Yeah.
And if you want to cry, feel free.
It's good to feel these emotions.
Yeah.
Like, give me a sad pop song that I can bop to in the club, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can bop to sad songs too.
Yeah.
When You're Gone is my sample song for that. Like, it has a great pace. It starts slow, and you can start slowly pouring down tears, and then you can burst into a very loud
cry
as the song goes on. It's the perfect pace.
It's amazing. Yeah, you can just feel the emotions.
Yeah, exactly. We have a couple of more of them, and Bailey said, we will play Bryan Adams, but before that, I'd like to play one more Avril Lavigne song, and it will be Complicated.
Ooh, a classic. Love this song.
Yeah.
Skater vibes.
Yeah. Enjoy.
She yelling for, lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one on one, but you become somebody else round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me, why the hell they gonna make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me I'm never gonna find you faking. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else. Don't
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website adewolf.com. That's adewolf.com. Bless.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to a fill-in show hosted by me, Kerim, and Bailey. And
hey.
you just heard "Complicated" by Avril Lavigne. We are going back through our teenager years,
yeah.
And then we listen to two Avril Lavigne songs.
I like your idea to sort of go through your life. So,
yeah.
Well, I guess when did you listen to Celine Dion then? When you were younger?
I was in my early primary school years. I was very small.
Okay.
Like, I think Titanic came up on 1997, and the first time I saw the movie was in around 2002 or 3, when I was 6 or 7 years old.
Okay.
And I was listening to Celine Dion. I started listening to Celine Dion around that age.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. And then Avril Lavigne for the teenage
years. But like, you study music, Bailey. How did you decide to study music?
Well, okay, yeah, I was going to say, like, I listened to Avril Lavigne a lot when I was a teenager, or like younger teenager. And I wanted to be like a pop star.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I didn't want to be like a pop star, but I always did music like since my childhood.
Uh-huh.
And so in my like angsty teenage years, and I listened to a lot of like Avril Lavigne and like pop punk music, I was like, I want to do this.
Uh-huh.
Like, so yeah, I don't know. It's just music like that helped me persist in my studies. But I study classical music here at UBC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really pop punk music, but I mean, any music will keep me inspired. Like,
mm-hmm.
I could listen to some like heavy metal and be inspired to go like play my saxophone, play some Bach. So
who do you enjoy listening to as classical music artist?
For classical music, I could go on and on about saxophonists,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like nobody really, like, unless you're a saxophonist, really.
Yeah.
It's like nobody really knows about. But Claude DeLong is one of my favorite
mm-hmm.
saxophonists.
Okay.
He's actually coming to Edmonton soon, I think in
okay.
February or something. So I might
nice.
Go play for NASA, which is the North American Saxophone Alliance.
Okay.
Not the space.
Not the North American.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know that.
But saxophone NASA. So I like to listen to Claude DeLong. Otis Murphy is also another saxophonist that I really love. He's American.
Mm-hmm.
Claude DeLong is European. He's
mm-hmm.
French. I don't know if he's from France,
mm-hmm.
but he might be. He teaches at the Paris Conservatory.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I like Anna Vidovic. She's a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
I love her versions of the Bach partitas. She's really good,
oh,
and
my.
She's beautiful. She'll go on stage and
mm-hmm.
just play. And the way she breathes and the way her stage
oh.
presence is just so wonderful.
Oh,
so I like
so
to
nice.
Watch her on YouTube. Yeah.
I will for sure check these out.
Yeah.
Do you play the saxophone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd love to hear you play.
Oh, yeah. I can, like, I'll show you an excerpt
mm-hmm.
later.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I played an excerpt on my show the other day of me playing,
uh-huh.
like, the theme from Carmen.
Oh.
And I was like, this is weird to play
okay.
myself on my own show. It, like, made sense within the context.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool.
You played a piece from Carmen the opera?
Yeah, there's a piece for saxophone called Carmen Fantasy by
mm-hmm.
Francois Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just his composition on like
okay.
the themes of Carmen.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wonderful piece.
Oh,
it
right.
was like one of the hardest pieces I've ever played. But
you played it on your own show, right?
I played it for my graduating recital in my
mm-hmm.
undergrad degree.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like the big finale.
Uh-huh. Nice.
But it was a fun piece to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have your own show here at CITR, right?
I do. It's running Tuesdays at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the process of becoming like official. Right now, it's just a special broadcast.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, I think soon I might have like a little art thingy and then like a name.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just focuses on saxophone artistry, like
mm-hmm.
performance
great.
Practice for the saxophone,
oh,
which is so
great.
Nerd. But I love the saxophone. So.
I love those kind of focused team shows.
Yeah.
I think it's great to have on the radio.
So specific. It's
yeah.
saxophone.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't get any more specific than that. Classical saxophone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's great. Be sure to check out Bailey's show.
Oh, thank
every
you.
Every Tuesday at 1 p.m.
So every Tuesday at 1 p.m. if
every
you want
Tuesday
to listen to some
yeah.
crazy extended technique or something. I don't know.
So We will now move on to another emotional banger.
Yes.
And it will be by Bryan Adams, Everything I Do.
Oh, this is like the emotional banger. Like, this could play on the radio anywhere and I would get down to this song.
So let's hear it.
To my eyes, you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul, and when you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell me it's not trying for. You can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true, everything I do it for you.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you have just heard a song from my late teenage years, which I bopped to. It's still a very sad song. It's by Bryan Adams and Everything I Do.
I just love the idea of, like, jamming to these songs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's so fun, right? Just yeah. To think to do on a Sunday evening.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect for a Sunday evening.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So... I'm planning to move on to the Canadian artist that I listened to my adulthood. And the first one that I will play will be Sarah McLachlan, and I will play I Will Remember You. I don't know if you recognize the song.
I guess we'll see. Cause
I think you will recognize it because if I think it became famous, I don't know if that's true, but I think it was on one of the final episodes of the comedy show The Office. And let's see if you will recognize it.
Get that Canadian representation. Well, is The Office American?
It's an American show, yeah. So let's hear it.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by. Weep not for
Hello again, everyone. You have just heard I Will Remember You by Sarah McLachlan on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And you are listening to Emotional Bangers by Kerim and Bailey. This was our latest latest piece. And with this song, we are moving into my early adulthood.
Nice.
This was one of the songs I wouldn't say bop to, but maybe go into deep sadness too.
Yeah. Emotional bangers.
Yeah. And moving on, I will play another Canadian artist that I listened to and I'm still listening to. And she's Lorena McKennett, and she plays Celtic music. I don't know if you heard of her or her music, Bailey.
No, I was saying, I was like, I don't know her. But I mean, who knows? Once you start up the song, maybe I'll recognize
her. Yeah, maybe. She has a lot of Middle Eastern influences in her music too, and I love the way she combines the two genres.
Cool. Okay, wow, I'm excited to hear this. But she plays Celtic music.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, because I don't think I didn't listen to any Celtic music at all, I don't think, when I was a young adult. I guess I'm still a young adult.
But you mentioned the Celtic band that you like.
Yeah, the Ollam with Theo Katzman. So there you go. Now you can like listen back if you remember. But yeah, like I love Celtic music. I'll listen to it now to like study, or like I'll play it in the background just to like set the vibe. But anyways.
Yeah, I also like Celtic music, but I mostly listen to folk music from Ireland or Wales. So not like the kind Lorena McKennett does. And we will hear her music.
Oh, you know what's weird? Sorry.
Oh,
you
go
can
ahead.
Play a song. But just on the topic of Canadian and Irish combo, I feel like there's a lot of Irish people in Vancouver.
Oh.
Do you get that? Like, how long have you lived in Vancouver?
I have been in Vancouver for 4 months only.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty new here.
I guess I've been here for about a year, but I lived in Victoria before, and there's a lot of Irish people here. And I'm actually, like, my dad did Ancestry, like, a while ago, like, the Ancestry thing, and we have, like, 1% Irish. And so I'm like, I'm contributing to the Irish.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Irish repertoire of music, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Oh, that's nice. Great to hear.
I don't know. I don't identify, but apparently in my ancestry,
yes.
The 1%.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyways.
That's great. So shall we hear Lorena McKennett?
Yes.
And I will play Marco Polo by Lorena McKennett, one of my favorite songs from her.
Cool.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are on the fill-in show named Emotional Bangers by Kerim and Bailey. I'm sorry for the confusion at the beginning. I accidentally played two songs at the same time.
Oh, what was the other song? It was
it was Christina Perry's A Thousand Years. Yes. Yeah, I also like that song too, but I would rather play them separately.
Yeah, when that came on, I was like, she's Canadian?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
And like, the most dominant song that you heard last was Marco Polo by Lorena McKennitt.
I like that. Yeah. I feel like on the topic of like Middle Eastern music, I feel like I've listened to some, well, I don't know about geography very well, so I hope this makes sense, but one of my favorite artists, Gon Ben Ari, mm-hmm. is like Israeli.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear of him or her.
He's an amazing artist. Like his albums, I'll just listen to all of them in full every mm-hmm. single day. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but all the lyrics are in Hebrew, so I was like getting mm-hmm. a friend to translate them for me, because the lyrics are actually like really good too. Like the music is really good and the lyrics are really...
Is there a theme to his songs?
I don't know. I've only got one translation so far. Mm-hmm. So, but I think the themes are sort of like socio-political a little bit. Yeah, just talking about like the, not like party culture, but like the culture of today mm-hmm. relating mm-hmm. to like going out, having mm-hmm. fun, mm-hmm. listening to music. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Like, but the Lorena McKennitt music definitely has some Middle Eastern influence.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that. I love how she combines both of them. Yeah. Like different genres.
And she's Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. She is. I grew up in Turkey, and I remember. I think she only had one concert in Turkey when I was there, but unfortunately, I couldn't go.
No.
Now I'm chasing concerts of her. Like I'm waiting for the time she's going to be in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, Lorena, if you are hearing this, please come to Vancouver.
Come to Vancouver. We'll host her at the station.
Yes, I would love that. Yeah.
This is a formal invite to come play at the CITR and Discorder office. AMS Nest.
Yes. So we are nearing to our 1 hour episode, and I would like to say goodbye with a song of a recommendation from a friend of mine. Like before coming here, I knew I wanted to have a Canadian playlist here, and I asked a friend of mine who grew up here in Canada for a recommendation. And he recommended Urge for Going by Joni Mitchell. It's a 1966 song, and he's also a lover of oldies like me.
Awesome. Joni Mitchell has such a lovely voice.
You like her?
I love Joni Mitchell. I should try and like cover some of her stuff on saxophone. She has a lovely voice. Like I could play to her voice.
This will be the first time I will hear her. So if you are listening this, Ivan, this is your recommendation and this is for you.
Oh my gosh. You should fade it in and then let's hear your, I want to hear your like first impression.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
This is Joni Mitchell, everybody. She's very good at guitar as well.
Yeah.
But we'll wait for her voice intro to come in. Sometimes I like talk to the music mm-hmm. and like, kind of like background.
I awoke today and found
lovely. The frogs lovely voice. I love it. Yeah. She has awesome voice.
It hovered in a frozen sky, then it gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold and all the trees are shivering in a naked role, I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down and winter's closing in. I had me a man. summer colored skin, and not another girl in town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves fell on the ground and blue winds came around, pushed them face down in the snow, he got the urge for going, and I had to let him go. He got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown, and summertime was falling down, and winter was closing in. Now the warriors of winter, they give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and a-racing on before the snow. Got the urge for going, and they got the wings so they can go. They get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown, and summertime is falling down, and winter's closing in. Apply the fire with kindling now, I'll pull the blankets up to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out, and I'll bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. But she's got the urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. She gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown, and all her empire's falling down, and winter's closing in. Is turning brown and summertime is falling down. Welcome
back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you just heard Urge for Going by Joni Mitchell.
Beautiful.
This is the end of our show here today with Bailey.
This is it. Emotional banger.
Yes, it's called Emotional Bangers, and it was a feeling show. And we'd like to say goodbye with a song that Bailey likes a lot. Do you have for us, Bailey?
This song, I think it's called Snooze. Mm-hmm. By Gon Ben-Ari.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably like my most favorite song ever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, yes. We'll hear it out. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a nice week. Tomorrow is Monday. And remember, Monday is not a weekend. It's weekend.
Nice.
אדם לא קם, הוא שם על סנוז, מת לא קולט הקטע, משתיק את האזעקות מכות כפתור, לא זז במטר, לומד
לישון בין אלף רעשים, יותר קל לחלום כל יום מלהגשים. שנוז, קטע שזה קטע, לתת לך את האופציה בדיוק כשאתה בא לקום. ותר, בטלפון זה בבלטין, אופציה לפקפק על מה שכיוונתי. נולדתי אושי אני, עשיתי סנוז שאמרו לי שאני זה אני. גזרו לי תמין, לימדו אותי מזלג וסכין. עשיתי סנוז על שימוש באינסטינקט, עשיתי סנוז על הבוז שלימדתי לזוז עם המוש לסובע התיכון, בעולם שעסוק בלעשות סנוז יסודי על עצמו. שנים עשיתי סנוז פר, נולדתי בניטנדו, עכשיו אני בחוץ, אני שומע את הסירנות וזה וו נר, דולק בדיזה נמו, סימן שאפשר איכשהו לתקן, רק להרים את השוט הלוז אר, לא משחרר את האגו, נלחם במנוחה של הפלנטות. נלתן איזה שער מעורר פנימי, שכדי לשמוע צריך להאמין. ראיתי אהבות מתפרקות, עשיתי סנוז על מה לא עשיתי שם טוב, כשהיה ברור שנמרוד מתכוון כבר לתלות את עצמו. עשינו סנוז בטירוף כמו חיות, עשיתי סנוז כי היה אפשר, שעונים אמרו לי זוז אני אני שר. כל התרבות היא זכות לדחות למחר, דחוף את הראש לקר להשן VR. מצד שני הגוף תמיד רוצה ארום, תודעת כוח וגנה אוקולוס, איפה שלנו לצריך לחובה לעזור, שזה מצלצל אני להגרנה. סנוז ודחוף את זה לרקע, כל מה שמריח כמו פרואנטה. כל פעם שהכל בא ואומר לי פול, מוריד ראש מוריד את הראש תומן בחול. ניוז פלאש מתחת פני השטח, משהו מחכה שיבוא רגע, עדיין מתפלל לבוא הכי זוני. סנוז הזה שזה בסוף הכל אני, סנוז על הדעה שראש הממשלה מביע, סנוז במסעדה נאיפה בשר מגיע, סנוז בבית הכנסת על משיח, סנוז על זה שלא חיים בריאו. אז גם הקבא עשה סנוז על זה שהוא באינסוף, לרגע הוא מסכים להתחלם פה, וכדי לברוא את הרגש מקווה הוא ברא הווה שהוא מין פוס בן אינסופים, כי ככה הוא אוהב שמשחקים, לתת לנו את האופציה לקום או להמשיך. אם אני ישנה וליבי ארשית, קווידד 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 אני ישנה וליבי ארשית. לא קוראים לו ככה סתם מוגלי עתיד, למה ממה איך דמיינתי רעין נביא, זה שאומר זה הזמן אתם בוחרים, זה המדפאקינג סם של גול בית דוד.
This is Mole Man in the morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing